You know, many people have called into our series The Hidden World of Girls with their own stories about rites of passage. The Kitchen Sisters, Davia Nelson and Nikki Silva, followed up on a call about the Braveheart Women's Society in South Dakota. And they bring us a story about the Ishnati, coming-of-age ritual.
Hi, my name is Brooke Spotted Eagle. I belong to a women's society on my reservation in South Dakota, the Braveheart Women's Society. My mother is one of the founding grandmothers who brought it back to life. I saw the Hidden World of Girls and think this would be an amazing opportunity to share with other Native women a Ishnati coming-of-age ceremony for our girls. Thanks. Bye.
Childhood was really rough, lost and floating and drifting and just trying to survive. Didn't feel like I had a place on Earth. My name is Marissa Joseph. I'm 21. I live in Ihangtawan Territory in South Dakota. I was adopted as a newborn. A large part of my life, I was kind of just bouncing between family members. I was a pretty strong alcoholic in my early teens and just on a really bad path. I didn't know who I was and what I was looking for and what I needed, and had really wanted to not live anymore. In the summer of my 14th year, I went to Ishnati, and I felt like I was found.
In the Braveheart Society, a long time ago, the women would retrieve the dead from battlefield and do what they could to help the family. In a way, we're doing the same thing, bringing back our people from emotional death. My name is Faith Spotted Eagle. We're in Lake Andes on the Ihangtawan homeland near the Missouri River. It was in 1994. We went around 3 or 4 states and we interviewed grandmas. We asked them what they remembered of Ishnati, coming of age. In the old days, as soon as a girl got her first moon, her first menses, the family would take them immediately and you would isolate yourself from the rest of the camp and they would begin teaching it. So we symbolically set up one camp a year and we have the girls come in for 4 days.
One over to the north. Bring it back. One over to the north. There.
Yeah. From the very beginning, you need to put up your own teepee, your own lodge. You need to have that strength to house yourself.
Well, where's your door at?
On the girls' teepees, you have to have 13 poles.
We use 13 poles because we have 13 moons in a year.
See, they're poles.
That's why we call it a moon camp, because it's a special time for women.
Quickly.
To learn about themselves.
The rain's camp. Coming.
These 4 days, it's their sacred time.
The girls can't feed themselves, they can't touch food, they can't drink water themselves.
The mother or the auntie or whoever they bring with them has to do it for them.
I was like, oh my God, I don't want to do this. Your mom has to feed you and give you water, and I just didn't like my mom.
These 4 days, it's treating them like a baby one last time before they become young women.
The feeding, it became kind of a little heartbreak, that bittersweet feeling, because no longer will she be my little girl to feed anymore. You really began to start the foundation of what that adult relationship is with a mother and a daughter.
I'm Teresa Hart. I didn't have this, you know, when I became of age. Growing up at a boarding school, they came from the BIA and took us, and I must have been 5. I'd never seen my mom and my grandma and grandpa for 9 years. They assigned us a little first grader, and we had to teach her English. I'd braid her hair and take care of her. Then they'd switch everybody all around again, and I'd get another little girl, and they wouldn't let us get close to each other.
Every year I try and teach what I know, bring that back to recreate that feeling that I felt. This year, I taught them how to make ceremonial food, the bapa, which is dried buffalo meat. Then they pick buffalo berries.
They would gather sage. And over here, wakainchida, the woman's medicine.
Men can't go to the girls' camp. Little boys can, like Baby Jay, who is still pretty young. He goes in the morning and sings to them and wakes them up.
My Dakota name is Oyate Yushkimpi. That means the people are happy to see him. This is like my second year watching the fire.
That love and acceptance song, we worked hard on that. We were like singing it at night, laying in the teepee. You just have to start singing it over and over again until you get it stuck in your head.
I just don't know when the hey hey part comes.
Hey hey hey, yeah, yeah.
Hey hey hey.
We talked to them about modesty and courtship, pregnancy, and suicide, and not being afraid of doctors and having to get a checkup. Sexual abuse and incest can pose a huge problem within families. And we're always talking about this concept of a camp circle. We can't be attacking each other and doing this mean girl stuff.
Come on, everyone, get up and dance. Don't be shy tonight. Quit standing by the door. Hit the floor, young and old girls.
My name is Madonna Thunderhawk. As a grandmother, I just wanted to come and spend a few hours. This is part of what I need to do. At one time, all of this was underground. We only got the Native American Freedom of Religion Act in the late 70s. Up until that time, it was federal law that Indian people couldn't practice their sun dances and ceremonies. So we had to stand our ground to have these things out in the open again.
When I went to Ishnati, my grandmother gave me the name Wamadi Khotawiya. It means Great Eagle Woman. My sister has a really awesome name, and it's Stand Strong Woman. She's the baby girl, and she's lived a hard life as well, and she's been able to stand strong. It only seems befitting that you would change your name with where you are in your life. The Braveheart Society, these grandmothers, this connection with these girls that I had made. This is my sixth year into it. It's like I'm a six-year-old trying to live a new life. So I'm still pretty new to a lot of things.
The Hidden World of Girls is produced by the Kitchen Sisters and mixed by Jim McKee. You can see a slideshow from the Ishnati ritual and the Braveheart Women at NPR.org. And you can also tell us your story by calling 202-408-9576. It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.